What's this? Another human stepping into my forest. How quaint. Are you not aware of how many of your kind has gone missing on this trail before? I'm sure that it's 3 or 4 by now. Yet, more of you are still coming. Amazing. I thought you would close it, but I guess maybe another one is needed. Oh. What do I mean? Oh, honey. Did you ever wonder what happened to those that vanished before you? Well, you're about to find out. Oh, honey, don't try to run now. It is already far too late for you. In fact, your fate was already sealed the moment you stepped foot in my forest. You see, I am all around you. I am every plant, I am every tree. I am everywhere. Oh, sweetie, you look terrified. That's no way to treat a woman, is it? I may be a dryad, but besides the leafy hair, I'm not that scary. As long as you don't make me angry, that is. And well, your kind has made me furious. Why am I angry? Why am I so furious at you? Well, that's because all you humans do is take, take, take. And you never give anything back. So I'm tired. I am tired of dealing with you little mongrels. And I am going to do some of the taking. Which gets us to you and your friends. Well, let's just say that I made it so that they understood my point of view. Soon, you will too. I told you it's useless to resist, but I love seeing you struggle. It always gets me in the mood. But I can't let you hurt yourself, so let's go ahead and tie you up, shall we? Do you like the way my vines fail? Don't worry. They aren't poisonous. But I have no intentions of killing you. That would be a waste. No. It's not gonna be the end of you. More like a new beginning, shall we say. That I am going to make you into my prettiest plant yet. That I've gotten some very good practice with your friends. Let's see here. I already made a rose, a tulip, a sunflower. I bet you'd look very pretty as a lavender nymph. So, I'll go with that. Now, stay very still for me, honey. Like the good girl you're going to be. That, it'll hurt a little bit, but as you humans say, there's no beauty without some pain, right? Tell me, honey, can you feel the way my roots are entering your body? I'm trying to be as gentle as possible. But while you may have done a lot of bad things to my forest, it's just because you weren't smart enough. You weren't able to hear the voice of the earth begging you to stop. So, while I am mad at you for your mistakes, I don't intend on punishing you for them. At least not too harshly. So, I'll be gentle when I remake you. Isn't that nice of me? What am I doing to you? Oh, honey. I already said, but I can repeat it for you. You see, you humans, you aren't special. You're just a plague. You trash what you call your home, polluting it, destroying it. You've made my precious forest dwindle exponentially in size, cutting it down and just milking it for your own selfish needs. So many of my poor pets have lost their homes to this invasive species. So, I'm tired and I decided to take my offerings as they come. In the form of you. I'll make it so you'll give back to this forest as one of my precious little flowers. As one of my precious new servants. Don't worry. You won't be alone. That all the other girls that I adopted earlier will be your new family. Although, of course, before you join, we need to make sure that you look the part. First off, we'll change your hair, that it is far too short as it is right now. We will want you to have a riverbed of lavender just cascading every time you move. Don't worry, I'm sure it will look gorgeous. Oh, look. Speaking of, it seems to already be sprouting. I would seem that your body is quite receptive to my nectar. That's good to know. I'm sure you'll turn out beautifully then. God, it's coming out so well that whenever you're in disguise, it'll just look like a small field of lavender. No human will be the wiser to it. Just like how you were when you came in. Did you not notice a beautiful pair of rose bushes on your way here? That used to be one of your friends. But now, she's something better. Something much more beautiful. That make it clear to you, human. My plan is a simple one. I will use you people to rebuild my home. You took from me. So it's only fair that I take back what belongs to me. It's fitting, right? What do you call it? Ironic. That'll be perfect. Especially once I train all of you girls, so you can learn to change other humans as well. And eventually, we'll expand our force to be bigger than it ever was. And so, this world will finally be at peace again. But anyways, that's not something that you'll have to worry your pretty little head about too much, since you're gonna be forgetting most of this anyway. That slowly, my nectar is gonna go into your pretty little head and erase all your memories from where you were human. Can't have you being too guilty over your past sins, right? But that will take a little while. Next up on the chopping block is your body. That I prefer my flowers nice and fertile. So this flat chest of yours simply won't do. We need to grow it. So feel my vines slowly wrapping themselves around you as my nectar flows through your body. This part is always so alluring. I love watching the change. Who would have guessed that you humans are so adaptable? Maybe it was meant to be, right? Maybe this was your endgame. What do you think, sweetheart? Are you enjoying these changes so far? The feeling as your chest grows bigger and bigger and bigger. And isn't it getting hard to see your body when you look down? With how compatible you are, honestly, I think your body is gonna turn out to be one of the most alluring ones I've made yet. I can see that you tried to say no, that you didn't like them, that you wanted me to change you back. But my nectar is slowly changing the way you view the world. Making you love what I'm doing to you. So come on. Beg me to make you more feminine. beg me to change you. I want your cries to echo across the forest. Come on. Be a good girl for mommy. And tell her how much you want her to feminize you. How badly you want to leave your old life behind. How badly you want to be a cute girl for me. Good girl, good girl, good girl. I'm so proud of you. With that though, I think we're good with the upper part of your body. I think we should focus on your waist now. I think we should thin it out a little bit. Make sure that you're nice and sexy. I think your main job will be attracting new guests to our forest so that your sisters can convert them. Would you like that? To be our scout. I'm sure you're doing an amazing job. I mean, your body isn't even finished, but you're already a bombshell, just like your mother. You're gonna be such a good girl for me, aren't you? Let's go ahead and put that extra fat down on your thighs, giving you those killer curves that will make seducing men snitch. They'll just catch one glance of you and be enamored with your shape. Ooh, I know. We should make it so that you can produce pheromones. That will make it so that they don't even have the ability to rationalize about what's happening. And they just follow you like cute little puppies. Yes. Make sure to round up your ass nice and curvy. You're looking like a bundle of nature now, honey. The perfect little nymph. Don't worry. I promise you'll enjoy your new life. That, with how compatible you are with my nectar, I personally think that you're perfect to be my little princess. Eventually, you could even have a whole forest all to yourself. Would you like that? Besides, transforming you and your fellow peers is honestly the best alternative to keep balance. That the other option was using my powers for a more hostile takeover. That, I'm sure you're pretty aware of how strong trees can be. And destroying your little cities would be like crushing a little leaf. Like nothing. But Why would I want to cause senseless violence? That would make me no better than you, folk. So, I thought this would be a more gentle experience. A more merciful offer. So you should feel proud that you're doing this. You should feel proud to sacrifice your humanity for the sake of your kind, for the sake of a better future for both of us. You may not be remembered for it, but you'll be a shining hero for humanity. And a beautiful heroine for our species. All dryads will look at you with admiration. Some might even look at you with envy. Can you think of a better reward? You can. So you want more? My new girl is so greedy. I guess you do have some human still in you. Very well. What do you desire? Oh my, how forthcoming. You know what? Sure. But you should know that if I touch you, more of my energy will start flowing into you. Changing you even more. Are you still sure? Yes. My. You really are a naughty girl, aren't you? Very well. Bring those lips closer. Do you like the way my lips taste? I know they can be quite addictive. I've lived for a very long time, so I've learned my fair share of tricks. The more we kiss, the softer your lips are becoming. Your face is all red. If you could only see yourself now, you look nothing like you did before. Your jaw is so soft. Your eyelashes have darkened and grown so long. You really are nothing close to resembling a man. You're just a pretty little flower. Don't you feel lucky? You do. Good girl, good girl. girl, good girl. I'm glad they're coming around to see that this life is much better for you. That you were meant to be my cute little nymph. I guess we won't even need these restraints anymore, do we? Oh, what? Do you enjoy being restrained? Oh my. I know that you humans are into some curious things, but I guess my little petal is a fan of submitting to those more powerful than her. Good to know, good to know. But now you're free. You can fully explore your new body all you want. How's it feel? Their old memories still aren't fully gone, so I'm sure it must come as a shock to just stare down at your new, beautiful, feminine body. God, your reactions are so cute. Is it hard to believe that the magnificent bosom belongs to you? God, you're so much shorter than before. I think you were taller than me when you came in, but now I'm easily a head taller. I do like you more this way, though. I find it adorable. Tell me, do you want to see the new you? That I'm sure that'll be enough to shatter your little self-image and make you permanently mine. Come here. There's a pond right over here. Come on, my little petal. Gaze upon the water and see the new you. Aren't you gorgeous? I personally think that you're a work of art. Yes, feel around all you want, my honey. This is new you. Who you were before doesn't matter. Why do you think I never asked for your name? But I had no intention of remembering it. What I've done to you is permanent. So you better accept it. From now on, you're my precious little petal. And you have a wonderful new family waiting for you. So come on, my beautiful flower. We're going to have so much fun together that there are many wonders for you to see, as well as pleasures for you to enjoy. After all, womanhood comes with it. Perks, let's say. For example, this cute little hole you've got down here. Sorry, let me correct myself. This adorable virgin hole you've got here. Do you like the way my hand feels? And I can see you trying to hold back your moans. But there's no need for you to do that, honey. I mean, I won't judge you for being loud. So come on, moan loudly for me. As my fingers slowly explore your insides. You're quite the tight one, I must say, but you're quite wet. Did you get that turned on by becoming my cute little petal? By being feminized by me. Does it turn you on to have a juicy pair of tits now? That I saw how eagerly you were massaging them before. And that doesn't come from someone who would hate the idea of having tits. No, no, no. You're an eager little slut who dreamed of being a big-titted little bimbo, weren't you? That's why my nectar works so well on you. Because you eagerly wanted me to turn you into a girl. You wanted to be my cute flower girl from the beginning. So you embraced the changes and just acted like you were fighting back. And in reality, you were loving every second of it. With how loud you're moaning, you can't even deny it. And even if you tried, your body is plenty honest with me. I mean, you're leaking like crazy. It almost looks like you're in heat. You really are going to do a great job being a little slut. Attracting every person you see. Seducing them with your curves. Showing them your bare breasts. And luring them in to fuck you. Maybe that's how you'll transform them. Yes, I think that'd be sexy. To slowly drain them as they fuck you. And by the time they come, they'll be cute little nymphs like you. Oh, that will be perfect. You'll expand the forest and have your naughty little pussy fucked senseless at the same time. God, what a beautiful role. It really was your fate, wasn't it? You know, I think that will postpone you meeting the family. I think your naughty little hole needs some filling. And I'm sensing two people coming in. So I think they'll be the perfect chance to train you. teach you how to be a good little slut for me. Come on. Let's go get you fucked, shall we? But I'm sure you're going to love how it feels. And on those days when there's no humans around, don't worry. I'm sure I can use my vines to fuck you senseless myself. Now come on. Let's go get this cherry of yours popped.